When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Today's caller is wondering if she can sell the same line of products with two different brand names. Is this clever, or is it unethical, or is it both, or is it something else? You know, in a way, this reminds me of a question about different pricing for different customers. People ask this sometimes. They're like, can I charge dynamic pricing? Is it okay if one person pays one price and somebody else pays something else? You know, and as I said at the time, it's not only okay, it's actually quite normal. Lots of businesses do that. Airlines, concert promoters like Ticketmaster, lots of other examples, dynamic pricing. But what about offering two or more brands that sell the same thing? Is that a little bit different? What are the advantages and disadvantages? Let's get into it. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome to Side Hustle School, the detailed question and my answer coming right up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there, Chris. This is Kathy from Palm Springs. One of your other listeners inspired me with their question and got me thinking. You see, I sell candles and other home accessories. While all of my products are of high quality and well-made, none of them are particularly unique. Hearing the other question made me think that maybe I could start a new brand that sells the same thing. Does that make sense? I'd list the same products on the same channels, but under a different name. I'd make a simple Shopify store and just change a few basic details. But again, the products will be exactly the same. It will look like I'm competing with myself, but since all sales come to me one way or another, I won't be too worried about which brand gets more sales. Do you think I'm onto something here? Or is this a crazy idea? Thanks.
Hey, Kathy, on the last point, are you onto something or is this a crazy idea? I would say those are not mutually exclusive, right? Because crazy ideas are not necessarily bad. Some of the most successful projects that we've talked about here, you know, over the past 2,000 episodes sound kind of crazy, okay? But this idea in particular, I don't know that it is crazy. I think it's actually pretty normal. You know, as for selling the same thing with two different names, big companies do that all the time. You know, the Marriott Hotel Group has 30 different brands. By the way, fun fact, a lot of people say Marriott. It's actually pronounced Marriott. And they do this to market to different hotel owners, right? 30 different brands. You know, are they really that different? A lot of them are not, okay? In the grocery store, lots of food companies own multiple brands on the same shelf, even. Then you've got generic products, you know, or private label products, which are often made in the same factories as the name brand, you know, with the same exact ingredients, the same recipes. So yes, you could be onto something. There's absolutely nothing unethical about this. It's quite common, as I said. What is the disadvantage? It's just more work. You know, it's just more work to keep up with, you know, two different brand identities and all the things associated with that. The additional Shopify store, the additional customer service, you know, keeping track of which order goes with which brand and so on. So you have to decide if the cost-benefit ratio is worth it. So I think that is the question you need to answer for yourself based on your sales volume, what you think would happen, you know, by adding a second line and so on. So nothing unethical, could be quite clever, just depends on if the workload is worth it. All right, good luck. And listeners, if you've got a question for me, sidehustleschool.com/questions, let me know what's going on. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. Wherever you are in the world, I am cheering you on. We've got a new episode every day, 7 days a week. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.